This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's lawyers say the impeachment case against him is an extension of a Democratic witch hunt based on hatred, and they're denying Trump incited the Capitol riot on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell, but so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protests have resumed in Myanmar Saturday, a day after supporters of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi clashed with police Friday as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations in defiance of the junta's call to halt mass gatherings. At least three people were wounded when police fired rubber bullets to break up a crowd of thousands in the southeastern city, a Myanmar Red Cross official told reporters. The nation's top public health agency says in-person schooling can be done safely with mask use in the United States, social distancing, and other strategies. In a report released Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said vaccination of teachers, while important, is not a prerequisite for reopening in the middle of a pandemic that has killed more than 479,000 people.